be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th day of March. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to sign up and take a first aid class and a CPR class and get the equipment that's appropriate to go with it, appropriate for your skill level. You could save a life. That would be a really good thing. Well, we take a half hour every week to talk to my friend Steve Hunt and get caught up on what's going on with the economy, what's going on with the banking industry, what's going on with our currency, the international currency, the international markets, and of course, how that comes back to us as individuals, and how that we should certainly consider owning as a form of insurance physical gold and physical silver as a form of insurance to deal with what we know is inevitable. Steve Hunt, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
Steve, the two skills of a homicide detective are locating witnesses and taking statements. Now, you're obviously not a homicide detective, but in your business, everybody in business, they run across, inadvertently, run across witnesses, and while you're not formally taking statements, you do have a cup of coffee and have conversations with people who are witnesses and have what might be called privileged access to things in our banking community and our financial community, don't you, sir?
That's very true.
It is very true. So I'm going to appoint you a junior G-man, homicide detective here, Steve, and ask you to continue. And I know you're doing this because we have private conversations. I know that in the course of your daily business, you meet witnesses who are part of the financial industry. You meet witnesses who are part of the banking industry, have privileged information. And these men and women will share things with you in the confidence of your relationship that would never be published on the internet or in newspapers, won't they, sir?
That is correct.
And that just makes you, because you've had these conversations now for 17 years and your professional expertise and capacity of running Gold Wealth Financial, the more you have these conversations, the more access you have to people, to men and women in the financial industry, the banking industry, people connected to the government, the more clear and convincing it is that, oh, yeah, this is a really smart thing I'm doing here. Right, Steve?
That's very true. When those sort of people start calling me and saying they need something, it's time to listen to what they have to say.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Yep.
Yeah. I know it's been a number of years ago. I'm connected to several vendors that have one guy in particular. He's got several warehouses that he stocks freeze-dried food in. And this goes back, I think, to 2011 and 2012. The government was buying freeze-dried food by the warehouse, by the trainload. And I'm talking to these vendors that stock the stuff in inventory, and they said, John, I'm backlogged. I can't meet the orders because the government's coming in here buying everything I got. Well, we were talking about that live on the air, and, of course, they were planning for the future is what these government agencies were doing, planning for a future that we don't know what time frame, but we do know they were planning for the future, and they stocked up, and they've got freeze-dried food that will last for decades into the future. And now you're seeing the same thing from men and women in the financial industry, the banking industry, basically doing the same thing for themselves privately with gold and silver, aren't you, Steve?
Yeah, when heads of banks start calling me saying that they need to get gold quick, and they give you information about why, and you have to look it up, and they can't give you a heck of a lot of information, and you have to go to some pretty different news sites to try and find out what's going on, it definitely raises some red flags.
Well, and here's what they... Frequently, these men and women will have non-disclosed agreements that they've signed because they've gained access to, and they go into a meeting before the meeting starts, and I've been to these kind of meetings. They'll sign non-disclosed agreements to not reveal what was discussed. But when they're having a conversation with you, they can do the following. Steve, go to this article at this website and read that. So they can get you the information without violating your non-disclosed agreement, right, Steve?
Very true.
That's how it works.
Yep.
That is how it works. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, 28th day of March, 2019. You got Steve Hunt here, the owner, the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. The website's Gold Wealth Financial. He's telling you that he's getting calls from people well-connected, men and women in the banking industry in positions of trust and responsibility. Men and women who are not frivolous with their money. Men and women who know what's going to come at us, and they're so concerned that they're in a hurry. And that's critical, Steve, that these men and women, they're in fact in a hurry, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and tell everybody what we're talking about, if that's okay
sure.
with you.
Fine.
So basically, I had a couple heads of banks give me a call early in the week, and they started buying some gold, and I asked them what's going on, and they both directed me to the exact same answer. Banks have been ruled by certain rules, and it's been Basel 1 and Basel 2. And these rules are a set of rules by the government that say what their recommendations are for capital requirements, what they have to have on hand, if there's a bank run, how much cash they must have. They can only have so much. They can only have so many different things. And a Basel III is coming out, and Basel III takes effect on April 1st, which is on Monday. And Basel III is quite different than anything we've ever seen. And it says that national discretion gold bullion held in own vaults or on allocated basis to the extent backed by bullion liabilities can be treated as cash and therefore risk-weighted at 0%. And what that means is they are now being able to buy gold and as much as they want, and there's no limitation. Instead of where cash, they can only have so much. And they're encouraging these banks, and this is all around the world, they're encouraging these banks to start buying gold. And it's pretty big news when you start seeing, these rules that are coming out, and it's a rule. It's this isn't a suggestion. These are rules, and you can look it up. It's BAS Yale, and it's 3, and Basel 3. And if you look this up and start digging into it, you're not going to find it on Fox News. You're not going to find it. You're obviously not ever going to find this on CNN. But, you know, any type of news station, it's not there. You're going to have to dig into it. And there's a lot of finance websites that you're going to see that are talking about it. But it's kind of hard to find. But it takes effect on Monday, and this is pretty big news.
Well, you've got a blog at your website. Is there going to be an article published on your blog concerning this matter in the near future?
There is. I'm working on it right now.
I thought that might be the case. I know you well enough to know that, Steve. Well, these bankers, were the bankers customers previously, or are they new customers?
These guys have been my clients for probably 12 years.
Okay. Do you know, you may or may not know the following question, but do they know each other?
No, they do not.
Okay. That's an important aspect of this. When you have witnesses, and this goes back to my career as a homicide detective, when you have two witnesses that don't know each other telling you the exact same story, that gives that story a lot more credibility, doesn't it, Steve?
Yeah, well, that's what raised the flag. The first guy called me and didn't say a word to me about it, and then the second guy called me and said, well, this is kind of weird. Why is two people now calling me for gold that I haven't talked to in a year, and both of you have a lot of urgency? What's the deal? And that's how I found out.
Well, their institutions that they work for are being compelled to participate in certain protocols concerning their business expertise, their business that they're involved with. They make their living, draw a paycheck. But their calls to you had to do with their personal situation, their personal family's situation, their personal wealth, and wanting to ensure their personal wealth, nothing to do with their profession. Right, Steve?
Right, yeah, they're definitely not buying their bullion for their bank from me. They're buying that from the government. They're trying to protect their family and some family assets, and they're definitely afraid that cash is about to get a major change as far as the value or the world reserve currency. I mean, they're talking about they believe that the world reserve is about to change and that the dollar is going to drastically change here pretty quick because of this. So,
well, I guess those refrigerators full of $100 bills I've got, they need to be liquidated and turned into gold and silver pretty quick, don't they?
Either that or that freeze food that you were mentioning.
It would be nice to have refrigerators full of $100 bills. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting a heads up here. Steve Hunt at Gold Wealth Financial's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. It's going to be on his website. There's a section called Blog, B-L-O-G, Bravo, Lima, Oscar Golf. Within the next few days, I'm not going to name a time, but I would say by the end of the business day, Monday, that new article will be posted, Steve?
For sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll hold you to that timeline. By the end of the business day, Monday, coming up, which would be the 1st of April, by the way, this article will be published there at goldwealthfinancial.com for you to read. In the meantime, what's there right now is the Rookie Mistakes Guide. That would be a good thing to get. If you have internet access, you can download it and then print it out and then read it at your leisure. If you do not have internet access, give Steve a call and he'll be glad to mail you a copy of the Rookie Mistakes Guide. And as a bonus for my listeners, would you consider mailing a copy of that new blog article when that's published?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Of course.
I sure would.
Okay. And if you don't have internet access, here's Steve's telephone number. I'll give it twice slowly. 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. There are different clever little sayings that people use for preparedness, like beans, bullets, bullion, and Bibles, you know, to describe what people should have. Beans, bullets, bullion, and Bibles. Whatever clever little thing it takes you to remember to get your bullion, which includes coins, of course, then do it. And it needs to be a mix that's prudent, a mix that suits your needs. It'll be, you know, long-term storage food, medical supplies, ammunition, obviously a copy of the King James Version of the Bible, and a stock of gold and silver bullion, gold and silver coins. And it's going to be different percentages and different amounts for different people, isn't it, Steve?
Well, it sure is. You know, a lot of people are in this for different reasons. Some people, they just want, you know, bartering position, which means you want silver and fractional silver, you know, the 1/10th ounce silver rounds. Some people are looking for just insurance. You know, if you want just insurance, you should be buying just gold, because gold is a value of wealth and it's going to keep up with inflation year after year. It's always going to protect your purchasing power. You know, so basically what we try to do for everybody is we want to have a very in-depth conversation with you and say, you know, what are your needs? What are you afraid of? What are your fears? Why are you doing this? And then we'll try and tailor your portfolio to match that specific need. So if you say, you know, you're mainly worried about insurance, but you want that in-case scenario of if the dollar crashes, what do I do? You know, we're probably going to tell you 70 to 80% of your portfolio should be in gold, and the other 20 to 30% should be in fractional silver for bartering. That way you have a safe haven, and then you have that bartering position, you know, should everything collapse.
Absolutely. Well, countries go through these things periodically, and the difference between what appears to be normal and a complete collapse, even in third world countries, I've seen banana republics maintain the semblance of normalcy up until the last 72 hours when it all falls apart. Now, a sophisticated government like ours can maintain normalcy also, I think, until the last moment, while the people at the top, the elites, are getting a heads up. And that's who's calling you. I would classify the president of a bank as one of the elites, wouldn't you, Steve?
I would. And something you just mentioned, though, I would think we'd be able to keep order. But the problem is you just don't know. These banks don't have as much money as you think. You know, if you go in and you ask for even, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 in cash, they have to go to the back room. They don't have enough money in the drawer. And then they want to ask you 1,000 questions. What are you doing with your money? You know, it's none of your business what we're doing with our money. And then they say, you know, well, we have to go in the back and get it. We don't have that much. You know, you look at what happened to Greece. They knew that there were some things about to happen, and they end up having to put ATM restrictions. You can only take out $20 to $40 a day.
Right.
And these people couldn't pay their bills. I mean, imagine not taking the size of our country through the same type of scenario and saying that you can only take out $20 to $40 a day. I mean, now that one person that's taking out $3,000, multiply that by millions. I mean, there's just no way. I think we would have a really bad scenario.
Well, and that's why this is kind of a side note, but I encourage people to having a personal relationship with their local bankers. If it's a branch, get to know the branch manager. And when things come up like you need cash, this will be somebody you've sat and had coffee with, maybe somebody you've had lunch with, and it'll be, oh, yeah, John, we'll have that cash ready for you at noon tomorrow. And instead of, who are you and why do you want this?
Exactly. Yeah.
And we may have these marvelous devices all over, you know, smartphones and so forth, but those are no substitute for the personal touch and personal communication. And going back to Steve Hunt and Gold Wealth Financial, it is a brick-and-mortar store, that an office, more appropriately called an office, that you can make an appointment to meet with your representative there, and you know, as opposed to some anonymous person that you never can meet, but they only do business on the internet or maybe by telephone. And we've already had my listeners wanting to come there and visit with you face-to-face, haven't they, Steve?
They sure have, and I have one, I believe, coming today or tomorrow.
Well, and that's important, especially when you're dealing with something as important as your financial wherewithal, spending hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on gold and silver. I think it's real important to have the personal touch to be able to walk into a brick-and-mortar establishment and meet people, shake their hands, look into their eyes, and pick up your gold, pick up your silver, and walk out the door with a smile on your face. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away, 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 down south.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of March. Steve, I'm getting some thoughts about what was going on in 2008. I had access to privileged information from the Royal Bank of Scotland, and I put out an alert in June of 2008 warning people to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September that year, 2008, because as soon as it happens, worldwide crash stock and bond market. I'm getting some reverberations of that moment with what you're telling us about these two bankers that called you wanting to buy gold and silver for themselves. So this is a heads up, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting a heads up. You're getting a warning that the elites, the smart people, the insiders are doing this. And it might just be wise for all of us to consider doing the same thing. Right, Steve?
You know, if these people that have this knowledge and their position in these banks are doing it, why on earth wouldn't we? I mean, why do we always let the government and these people that are so high in these positions of knowledge, you know, gain a heads up on us? You know, if we know the same thing as they do, we should take advantage of it.
Well, men and women who get to be the presidents of banks, and I've known a few over the years, I've known quite a few for 40-something years, they tend to be very smart, very well-educated, very level-headed. Don't they, Steve?
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's their persona. You know, these are men and women who are do serious things you know, all week long, make serious decisions, sometimes into the millions of dollars, affecting people's lives, affecting businesses, and protecting the assets of the bank. Their job is to make a profit for the owners of the bank. That's why they got those positions. And they also have an obligation to their families. And that private obligation to themselves and their families is why you're getting these phone calls, right, Steve?
Well, of course. You know, they want to protect themselves and their families just as much as you and I do, John. And you know, because they have the privileged information, they're going to do it first.
They may be elites. They may be well-placed, but they're still people. And they're still going to do what they need to do to protect their families.
Yep.
So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen, to do the same thing the elites are doing. Do it soon. The prices are artificially depressed right now. Everything I'm seeing tells me that they're artificially suppressed, especially, well, both gold and silver both. But right now is a time to buy during these artificially depressed times, aren't they, Steve?
Well, you know, everything makes a little bit more sense why they've been suppressing the prices. If they're trying to do it so that the banks can acquire more position of gold before they change over the dollar, everything starts to make a lot more sense. You start looking into the entire scenario, the bigger picture, everything looks a lot more clear.
It does. And those aha moments are very significant, aren't they?
They are to me.
Well, they should be to everybody else. Go to Steve's website, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, he'll be glad to talk to you or one of his very able professional people to talk to you about these matters. Steve's telephone number is 440-440-7100. I say again, 440-440-7100. Steve, I don't want to be here 2 or 3 months from now having to say I told you so, but we may find ourselves in that position, couldn't we?
I think we are going to, and unfortunately, you know, procrastination, you and I have talked about this, people procrastinate. They wait until they see that the bad things are on the horizon, and then they move, you know, and I urge people, if nothing else, Google the words and look it up yourself so you can see, you know, this is a real thing. This is something that you shouldn't put off.
Right, right. And if we're so fortunate that nothing major happens, no harm done. That gold and silver you've got is going to lay there and be perfectly comfortable laying there for decades, if not centuries. Right, Steve?
That's why we call it insurance.
That's right. Absolutely. Insurance that you don't have to pay premiums on, which is really good. Steve, I want to thank you for being with us. We'll have you back next Thursday for some updates, sir.
Sounds wonderful, sir. I look forward to it.
Okay. Appreciate it. Steve Hunt with Gold Wealth Financial. Give him a call. If you don't have, I know a lot of my listeners don't have internet access. Just give him a call at 480-440-7100. Well, you got your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. The elites, the insiders, the owners of the banks, bank presidents, that's what they're doing. And they're doing it because, well, they think they need to, based on privileged access, confidential information they have to sign non-disclosure agreements about. It's pretty serious stuff, I'd say. And I hope you agree with me. I hope you do. Well, we got a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll have open lines this last half hour. It's your radio show. Talk about what you want to talk about. We'll start out talking about first aid again. I think that's a topic that gets pushed aside. There's nothing sexy or fun about first aid, but it is something that's very important. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a project. This is a project involving all of you listeners out there. Let's scroll down at my website here see if we can get these images. Which one is it here? New coastlines in the media. It's pretty far down. New coastlines in the media. This would be TV shows and movies, magazine articles. We're into the third year here of doing this. It actually began quite a bit before that. One of our listeners found some interesting images on the first Godfather movie from the Godfather trilogy. Images from inside the Vatican, showing continents with different coastlines. Interesting images. And then it was 2 years ago, January, a listener found an image on an old Dragnet TV show from 1958 or 59, whatever it was. Here it is. Highway Patrol, incredibly popular show at the time. And there's Broderick Crawford. He's a homicide detective there in on the TV show, California Highway Patrol homicide detective. He's in the office of a petroleum executive, interviewing the petroleum executive about a murder case he's working on. And there's this map on the wall. Everything's black and white. The TV show was black and white. Broderick Crawford's forehead is right there about Portland, Oregon. And this map is on the wall about 3 by 5 feet. And it's the Navy map, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Navy map. It shows the East Coast underwater, Florida gone, all the Gulf Coast states, either partly or entirely underwater, an inland sea stretching up towards Chicago. Same issues on the West Coast, the inland sea there in California, and a lot of damage in Washington State and Oregon. And you can see all the other images there. There's lots of them. Where I don't know what the count is offhand, but there's a lot of images. And they've been found by you folks out there, you listeners. I'm not finding these things. If you find one yourself, and we're recovering one right now from a TV show, we hope to have it posted next day or so, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my 6 DVDs as a thank you. It'll be a lot of fun. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners. You heard of Tom and I talk about in the first hour. This is just a general reminder. If you have arthritis pain, you want to get a great night's sleep and wake up in the morning like I do, I use my energy cleaner every night, wake up after a great night's sleep, pain-free, get yourself an energy cleaner. Pretty simple. Check it out there at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This cruise that we're planning is going to be a lot of fun. Steve Hunt has not made a commitment yet. He's going to be a new father, it looks like, around July. If he and his wife want to bring a 4-month-old infant on the cruise, they'll certainly be welcome, but that's certainly their decision, and I respect that. But I think at a future date, when we have more John Moore Patriot Symposium cruises in the future, that he will certainly join us then. In the meantime, Leon Green will be with us. My friend Jeff has made a commitment. Jeff is a physicist from Metro Denver area. He'll be joining us. We leave Miami. That will be Saturday, October 12th, on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. We'll be gone a week. We'll have get-togethers every evening. Every morning we have a get-together and have educational time on various topics that anybody interested in preparedness would want to participate in. So you can get all the details about the Royal Caribbean cruise at my website at thelibertyman.com, or give Betsy a call if you do not have internet access. Betsy Murphy is the professional handling this on my behalf. Her telephone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you can join us. And we need to get these reservations in and get it squared away. Make sure you got a current passport, by the way. We're going to foreign countries. You need a current passport. All right. Open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. It was not major news this week, but Monday, as of midnight Monday, Sunday night, Monday morning, I guess it would be midnight Sunday, it became a felony to possess a bump stock. How about that? Something that a moment before midnight had been completely legal, that you could buy and sell and use and have fun with, at stroke of midnight, it became a felony to own one. Well, if you have one, I suggest you get rid of it, quite frankly. I've been aware of these devices ever since they first came out, since I am part of the gun culture. If one was given to me, I'm not sure what I would do with it. Maybe put it on a shelf or give it away. I really had no desire to own a bump stock, on one hand. On the other, it's a dangerous move, in my opinion, and I disagree with it. there should have been a licensing procedure, just like machine guns, where these could be grandfathered in, just like machine guns, and a $200 transfer tax paid for and treated as a machine gun, where you're fingerprinted and photographed, have a background check, and pay get your $200 transfer tax. That's the way it should have been treated, in my opinion. But they didn't do that. They just made it outright illegal to own these things. So that's a bad news. And I understand the NRA supported it. I'm disappointed in NRA. I've been disappointed in NRA many times for many years, going back to 1994. That's when I first became disenchanted with the NRA. I'm a life member of the NRA, by the way. When it comes to training, nobody does it better. Just like the song I play occasionally here on my show, nobody does it better when it comes to training. But they fell out of my graces when the following happened. 1994, there was a vote in Congress, the House, and the Senate on the assault weapons ban and a high-capacity magazine ban. And then Congressman Jim Talent voted in favor of that. In fact, I've never verified, but his vote was either the last or the next to last vote in the House of Representatives to pass it. And after that, the NRA continued to give Congressman Jim Talent their highest rating. Well, in my opinion, that was unacceptable. Now, I know Jim Talent. I know his wife, Brenda. They're great people. They're nice people. But Jim Talent violated his oath of office when he voted in favor of that legislation to support and defend the Constitution. He did. And I've called him on the carpet for that publicly ever since. Now, he had his reasons for doing it. I'm pretty sure I know what the reasons are. But it doesn't change the fact that it is a violation of oath of office. For the NRA to continue to give Jim Talent their highest rating, that's unacceptable. And I called the NRA on that publicly also. That's water under the bridge. Jim Talent went on to become a United States Senator. He's now in the private sector, working for a think tank of some sort. And I see him. He makes the occasional television appearance on some topic or other. The NRA doesn't do the right things for the right reasons when it comes to firearms legislation. That's their track record. They supported the 1968 Gun Control Act, by the way. I don't believe when the National Firearms Act was passed in 1938 that they did anything, or 34, when it was in 1930s, National Firearms Act, which gave them the authority to regulate sawed-off shotguns, machine guns, and silencers. They were asleep at the wheel then. I don't believe they did anything. And the landmark case was United States versus Miller, if I recall. You need to learn these laws. It's amazing the level of ignorance out there. People, I know here in Missouri, people will have a pistol gifted to them. Maybe a relative died, and they get a pistol as a gift. And they'll ask me, John, how can I register my pistol? And I have to tell them, well, there is no way you can register your pistol. The only firearms registered in the state of Missouri are machine guns, sawed-off shotguns, silencers are registered, of course, destructive devices, which would be tanks and mortars and artillery pieces and hand grenades, rocket launchers. I almost said flamethrowers. Flamethrowers aren't regulated, by the way. I found that rather amazing. And that's what's registered in Missouri, and that's federal registration. That's not state or local. It's federal registration of those types of weapons of war. But they can be registered. Now, there's no way to even register a common, ordinary pistol in the state of Missouri, a common, ordinary rifle, or a common, ordinary shotgun in the state of Missouri. It can't be done. There's no way to do it. Many people think that machine guns are illegal. They've never been illegal. They have been heavily regulated and taxed. That's what they've been ever since the National Firearms Act was passed. I had lunch week before last with a gentleman who owns about 200 machine guns. I'm not sure even he knows without looking at his books. He had a complete BATFE inspection a few months back, and he came out okay. We got a caller on hold here, Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. That Spyromac back in the 30s, was that the result of the Valentine Day massacre?
Not specifically. The story I've always heard, Jerry, is that they had all these treasury agents that were chasing men and women making and selling beer and whiskey, that when Prohibition came to an end, they had thousands of men and women employed that needed something to do. So they decided to regulate these firearms as a way to, as a jobs program for all the treasury agents that didn't have anything to do. That's my understanding of how that went down.
Okay. Well, I've always heard that the Valentine massacre was maybe the cause or precursor of the firearm control. But I just wanted to mention, you may be probably more familiar with it than I, that massacre, it wasn't but half a dozen people that was actually killed in that shootout.
Well, it was the number of killed and the manner in which it was cold blood. They were facing a wall. I believe they were facing a wall, and were shot point blank with one or more Thompson submachine guns. I'm not sure how many Thompsons were there, and it was a bloody mess. And the media, of course, we had nationwide media and speed of light communications with the equipment they had at the time to spread that information nationwide to all the major newspapers. So it received a lot of notoriety, and I don't recall the number of fatalities there. You're right. It may have been six. It may have been eight.
It was less than a dozen, if I remember correctly. Which, to me, that doesn't define as a massacre. But then our media has a tendency to sensationalize everything. But I was shocked. When I heard that, I thought it was, or read it, I pictured the whole town being the street.
Okay, well, here's some details. It was 1929. Yeah. It was seven men murdered with two Thompson submachine guns in a garage on Valentine's Day morning.
Okay.
Four assailants dressed like police officers came into the garage, and that's how that went down.
Okay.
And of course, the National Firearms Act wasn't passed until many years later. I could probably get the date for that pretty quick here. How are things down there in Texas? You got all your goats fed this morning?
I have most of them still milking, and I got pigs to feed and this sort of thing, but I snuck outside where you could not have
quiet. It's quiet there. 1934, so that was 5 years
okay.
After St.
Valentine's
Day massacre.
Okay. Well, it's a little, I always associated with the Firearms Act with the Valentine's massacre. But
well, these things built on themselves. There was a pretty boy Floyd, John Dillinger, bank robbers running around the country with automatic weapons, and they received a lot of notoriety and press coverage. Babyface Nelson, it's kind of funny.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, I have somewhere. I've got a collection of wanted posters from that, like they had in the post office, and these men and women, these notorious murderous gangsters, they all have a coat and tie on. For their photographs.
Thank you. Thank you. I've always thought that in a dapper hat, general rule.
That's right. The worst of the worst criminals all had coat and tie and a hat on for their mugshots. Where now, if they're wearing anything, these criminals are wearing a T-shirt with tattoos all over the place.
Right.
Pretty amazing. Well, Jerry, thank you for the call.
Have a good day. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Up until the National Firearms Act was passed in 1934, you could walk into a hardware store in a village in North Dakota, a gun shop in downtown New York City, a pawn shop in Florida or Texas, and walk out the door with a nice brand new Thompson submachine gun. Put your cash on the counter and walk out the door with your brand new Thompson submachine gun. No paperwork, no muss, no fuss. I assume the proprietor makes sure you're at least 18 years old. That's the way it was. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say it again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. Back, J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 28th of March. Well, the 1st of April is coming Monday. My friend Tim Spencer will be sitting in for me with Sam Andrews. That will be 40 years ago. It was my first day in U.S. Army Special Forces. I did a transfer at Fort Bragg from the Continental Intelligence Command to the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And I thought it was kind of ironic that I ended up in U.S. Army Special Forces on the first day of April, 1969. It changed my life in mostly good ways, I'd say. Being with those guys and learning the things I learned and doing the things I did, great experience, great men to work with, and I'm glad I had that experience being in the U.S. Army Special Forces. At the same time, I was active on the Fort Bragg post-track team as a sprinter. I was also active with the sports car club there at Pope Air Force Base, where I was driving my Morgan sports car in club competition, having the time of my life being back from Vietnam and so glad to be alive. That that entire time was a celebration of life, I have to admit. A great time. Just thoroughly enjoyed all of that. Well, tomorrow morning we're going to have Tom Berryhill with us, and we'll be talking about emergency survival communications and encouraging people to please consider becoming a licensed ham operator. Do it now. Do it now. We have what appears to be the luxury of time. That might be a complete illusion. We don't know. In the second hour, we'll have my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician, my wife Dr. Moore's personal physician, and we'll be talking about health-related matters, like we do the second hour every Friday. So it'd be a good way to wrap up the week and get some great information out there for you, all you folks. We got a couple that's going to be going on a cruise with us, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. It's going to be a second honeymoon for them. This is going to be fun. It'll be an eclectic group. You'll get to rub elbows with and have lengthy, detailed conversations with men and women that you would never, ever meet otherwise. And, and you'll make new friends and have a great time on a beautiful... Royal Caribbean has the most impeccable reputation for being a great, luxurious cruise liner to be on. I know you'll have fun. I know I'm going to have fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And you need to check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com, the Royal Caribbean Cruise with John Moore, the John Moore Patriot Symposium. If you don't have internet access, you want the details mailed to you, give Betsy a call. Betsy would be glad to mail it to you. Her number is 636-530-9502. I'm still recruiting marketing people. We've got a couple hired. We need a couple more doing marketing. These are part-time paid positions to do marketing for John Moore. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your engine cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.